Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Oklahoma death row inmate Kevin Underwood is scheduled for a clemency hearing today after a federal judge rejected his request to delay the hearing. Underwood was convicted of the 2006 murder of 10-year-old Jamie Rose Bolin. Underwood is scheduled for execution on December 19th. In the past few years, the legislature has made it more difficult to propose new laws and put constitutional amendments on the ballot. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has more.
State Representative Andy Fugate is proposing a constitutional amendment to require the same from state lawmakers to put a question on the ballot.
It should require 75% of the members to agree to that constitutional change, not 50%.
Republican leadership will decide by January 19th if bills will be heard in committee.
More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the efforts of Dr. Brett Carver, Regents Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver is emphatic when he says he wants to improve the economic well-being of hard red winter wheat producers.
My wheat breeding philosophy is, let's produce something again that the farmer can have a livelihood with, number one, but also be responsive to consumer preferences.
Dr. Carver says producing more bushels is job one in helping that farmer succeed.
It has to be able to yield. Farmers need that. They need to be yield competitive.
When it comes to the varieties already released,
I talk about yield and we want to keep moving yield up. I think high cotton is in that direction. I've already provided the data that says, okay, this is a step up from Showdown, which is really our best overall yield performer, I mean, across the board.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.